On Tuesday, May 21st, Interfaith Alliance honored Judge William H. Webster, former director of the FBI and the CIA, and acclaimed CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer with the Walter Cronkite Faith and Freedom Award. Here's some of what those attending the event heard.
We gather this evening sensitive to all that is holy and grateful for the sources of empowering love and the mandate for assuring justice. Memories cause us to look over our shoulders and be filled with gratitude for visionaries who saw the need for an interfaith alliance and started it. For a man by the name of Walter Cronkite, who encouraged us in our commitment as well as modeled for all the kind of honesty and trust he expected of us. For the variety of individuals who have received an honor in Mr. Cronkite's name, like the two special people who will receive the Cronkite Faith and Freedom Award this evening. Memories usher us into realities of this moment that make us aware of the necessity of the ongoing work of this organization to cherish and defend religious freedom as defined in the First Amendment to our Constitution, and to assure access to that freedom for people of all religions and for all people who embrace no religion. Let us see clearly what is around us so that we will recognize the need for strength in our lobby for civility, tirelessness in our assurance of diversity, unrelenting in our support for a free press, never failing in our work for democracy, and deeply devoted to the essential value of honesty. Memories and realities usher us into commitments. As we enjoy our fellowship with one another this evening and honor as well as celebrate two people who have faithfully and courageously blazed new trails as they embodied our national promise resident in our Constitution, sensitize all of us to the necessity of the mission and work of Interfaith Alliance, and embolden within each of us a desire to do our fair share of working for unity in our nation, fellowship with our neighbors, and peace in our world. With memories, realities, and commitments, we dream. How good it would be for us to live so that with smiles on our faces, we could borrow Walter's words and say to each other this evening, and that's the way it is. On May 21, 2019, or if you please, amen.
Welcome, my friends, to the 2019 Walter Cronkite Faith and Freedom Award ceremony from the Interfaith Alliance. My name is Jack Moline. I am the president of Interfaith Alliance. The Walter Cronkite Faith and Freedom Award recognizes those whose courageous actions embody the values of civility, tolerance, and cooperation in the advancement of public dialogue and public policy on traditionally controversial issues. In addition to being a respected journalist and one of the most trusted men in America, Walter Cronkite was a committed supporter of the Interfaith Alliance Foundation. He joined our organization because, as he said, nothing less is at stake in the work of the Interfaith Alliance than the existence of democracy as we know it. Walter Cronkite served as the honorary chair of Interfaith Alliance from 1997 until his death in 2009. The Walter Cronkite Faith and Freedom Award honors individuals of faith and goodwill who stand up for religious freedom and demonstrate the constructive force of religion, faith, and conscience in American life. And with that, may I invite Judge William Webster to join me on the stage.
Well, thank you very much. I am deeply moved and honored to have been extended this recognition. What this organization does is of importance to our society and to mankind. The idea that individuals should be free and encouraged to pursue their highest callings, I think, is important and needs to be preserved and expanded wherever that is possible. You know, we tend to play around with adjectives and lawyers and words from time to time in public life, and we throw words around that don't have lasting meaning. And something about what you have said tonight, and something about what I understand is involved here, makes me think of the experience that I had, for which I have been warmly remembered by an organization that I revered and tried to support, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, and others. And it has to do with when I was sworn in 1978 to that position, I knew that I would have to respond to a lot of accusations, comments, arguments out in the public arena in a way that would at least be positive and they would understand where I stood on those. And I ended with a statement which resulted in the FBI's incorporation of that statement in a 80-pound bronze medallion that incorporated that at the time I was sworn in. The statement was this: together, we will do the work that the American people expect of us and in the way that the Constitution demands of us. I have a photograph of that bronze medallion hanging in my office to be a continual reminder of a pledge that I made, and which I think incorporates the spirit of the Faith Alliance, which you represent here so well, and for which I am so deeply grateful and appreciative. Thank you so very much.